Hey guys, Travis here. I am obsessed with my iPhone. I cannot get enough. I am on it all the time. You cannot pry it out of my hands. And I love a great app. And one of my newest favorite apps is Drag My City. Nowadays, there are queens everywhere. An abundance of queens. We can't get enough of queens. In every city, there's shows going on. Everyone and their mother seems to be doing drag now. And that is so exciting. But how do you know where to see your favorite queens? Well, Drag My City app is the perfect answer for you. You can find out the schedules of all your favorite drag performers and links to their social media sites to keep up with them. Available for both iPhones and Androids, all you have to do is go and download the app Drag My City. It's free on iPhone and Android devices. It's the easiest way to stay connected to your favorite drag stars. And now, there's no excuse to ever miss a drag show in your city.
I'm still swaying like I was on a cruise ship. Took the words straight out of my mouth. Come on, everybody, back to my house. Take my hand now, you're coming over. It doesn't matter, you can sleep on my sofa. Bring some flags and bring some Rizzlers. We're gonna party like it's nobody's business. Let your head down now, it's the end of the week. And this is our time now, let's forget everything and put your bad rags on. Dressing up like we're queens of the night.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, guys.
Travis here.
And Steven.
And this is House of Mimosa, the podcast. It is another beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day.
Last couple times we've sat down to record the podcast, it's been beautiful.
It has been very
And here
very
we sit
beautiful.
For you assholes inside recording a podcast.
Which is so... No, I mean, we were out for a little bit today and...
We were running around today, and
still, to experience a little bit of the nice weather.
Still dealing with this GD accident and doctor's...
I know.
I had three... appointments related to three medical appointments related to the accident today. I'm very grateful that my insurance is taking care of me and
yes.
that I'm on the mend, but I really am excited for the day that I can run a marathon and not have to deal with any more medical attention.
I mean, it's literally a job just to get the medical attention that is needed right now, but it's okay and it will get better and we're working through it.
Right.
Yeah.
We're so excited. We have a special guest, Tina Jensen from the Glamazons later
on. That's
right,
the Glams.
So keep listening for her. The Glamazons, the Glams, they're so fabulous.
I can't wait.
We love them to death. And their hit single, Movie Star, available now on iTunes.
Yes.
Download it now.
Plug it.
Yeah. well, we're so excited because not only did we just come off a busy weekend mm-hmm. with Queen's Pride and our brunches and...
it was a little crazy of a week. It was great.
A little crazy week.
It was fun, though.
Well, we did the kickoff Pride Party mm-hmm. at Studio Square Beer Garden. Hello, everybody over there.
It was so nice to be there again.
Yeah, this is the fifth year
in a row that we've done it there.
We've been the hosts and performers every year, which is awesome.
This is so great, you know, and setting up that the relationships that we have there and, you know, the politicians that we see every year.
And one of my favorite things is seeing the... Astoria crowd.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't have a regular gig right now in Astoria. We're mostly Manhattan-based and we mm-hmm. travel. And but we started...
We started here in Astoria.
In Astoria. So it's so nice to see all the Astoria folks.
And they're like, God, we haven't seen you girls in a long time.
Yeah.
Well,
since
you know?
Last year.
I know. And it's like, well, come to the city
yeah,
or, you know, see our brunch. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, we love that. We love that Astoria
So we had
base.
That busy weekend and a busy week coming up. I have a solo performance at the... Lola Stars Dreamland Roller Derby.
That's exciting.
For Brooklyn Pride on Friday night. Come on out if you're around at Prospect Park.
Yeah, I believe
I'm
Prospect
so
Park.
Excited about that. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to be performing in the middle of the frickin' roller rink. And it's my understanding that the roller rink is outside, so that's going
to
be really cool.
This is crazy. I can't wait to see.
I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited to see the whole setup and see you in
well,
your glory there with the roller skates on.
I'm so nervous because, you know, performing solo is new for
yes.
me. As Anita, and so I have to spend all week kind of gearing myself up for that a little bit, because...
well, it just takes a little bit more prep.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
all.
That's all.
And we also have Monday the 15th, which
mm-hmm.
we're, like, so super excited about, is our reading of this...
It's the reading.
The reading.
Of the sitcom that we wrote, so the pilot episode of the sitcom that we created.
Right, correct.
And we're doing a live reading on stage at the Duplex
yep.
on June 15th. It's going to be at 7 p.m.
You got to come out. If you're in the New York City area, please come check it out. It's going to be so much fun. Not only is this a very new Anita and Gina Marie, because, you know, we had to write for...
Television.
Yeah. Rather than stage. And there's, you know, rules with that. And, of course, we had people helping us. And
mm-hmm.
We were fortunate enough to be under the guidance of somebody who works as a producer in television. And so that was kind of fun to learn about how it had to be different than stage
mm-hmm.
and how the characters had to be a little more vulnerable. And
and more arcs in the story.
Right.
And yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're so excited to show that to everybody and share that with all our fans. But... We also have some amazing people contributing their talents to the reading. First of all, drag legend Sherry Vine.
Oh my God, which is going to be so exciting. And should we tell our fans who she's going to be reading?
No, I think everyone
okay.
should be surprised.
It has to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Sherry Vine is going to be there reading. And if you don't know drag legend Sherry Vine, Google her, YouTube her. She's
That's
hysterical.
Right. And, you know, she works all the time in the city, so,
yeah.
you know. Take a look.
And travel. My
Google
God,
her.
She just got back from Europe.
I know.
She's all over the place
Germany,
all the time.
She's going to be doing something in Germany soon.
Something huge in Germany.
I know.
Apparently. She's
it.
Telling me a little bit about it.
Good
I don't know
her.
How much
Good
I can say. But so we have Sherry Vine. We have from Broadway, Pamela Bob.
That's right.
Who was in Silence the Musical. And I saw her play the Jodie. I saw
the
her.
Jodie
she
Foster
played the Jodie Foster character.
Yeah.
Oh,
Clarice
so
Starling.
Funny. She was so hysterical. I can't even... I mean, that musical was funny to begin with, Silence the Musical. But then she went on to
A
Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, mm-hmm. which was the Tony Award-winning musical from last year.
Yes.
And
now a new play called Hand to God.
Hand to God, which was also nominated for
Tony. It was nominated for Tony's. I'm not sure if it won anything or not.
I don't know either. You would know more than me. I don't know. But she's so talented and so hysterical, and we're so excited to have her. And from Lifetime Television's Big Women, Big Love, which you've heard us talk about before when it was airing.
Because
we were obsessed with it.
Yeah.
We have Sabrina Cervantes, who is beautiful. She's funny. I can't wait. It's going to be so awesome.
And of course, we have wonderful.
Our Michelle, who contributed to the writing, and our Alex, who contributed to the writing. So we're all going to be there doing the readings.
And then we're going to be taking questions from the audience and going through the whole course of how we got to create the pilot and how it came about and, you know.
Well, I think what's so interesting about that was I personally had a lot of, hurdles to overcome or things to understand as we were writing it. Because it was the first time we really worked with other people that were contributing to the actual writing of the story.
The story for Anita and Gina Marie and the world that they encompass.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have had, as far as the characters of Anita and Gina Marie go, have such a strict
backstory.
Not only backstory, but aesthetic and things they will do and won't do. And so it was very exciting. And also, like I said, a struggle for me to let go of kind of those things.
Yeah. At times it also is very freeing to be able to play so many different things.
That kind of goes along with the conversations we've had about us and the realization that, hey, wait a minute, we're fierce drag queens and we can be fierce drag queens.
And these characters can be whatever we want them to be.
And we can be the character comedians if we want to be, or we can be the fierce divas if we want to be. So, you know, it's another one of those things where once you kind of let the rules go and kind of open your mind, it you can expand so much. So,
well, there's so much more to play with, too. You know?
So that was a real great learning process. And
an eye-opener for us and something different. And
well, and this is, the reading is brand new for me. I've never done a reading before.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see how that plays out, and
I've done a few readings before, and it's a fun process. It's really cool because it's not as awesome as being in a production,
right?
You know, but it gives the audience something interesting, and it's a work in progress,
well,
and
it's
something fun.
That's the struggle I'm having because I'm so used to being more free on stage, and also knowing. Okay, here, this is the joke, here's the funny thing, and because we work off improv, and I'm the one that kind of, between the two of us, kind of calls what's next.
You're kind of the storyteller a little bit more than I am.
It's very different for me because, obviously as we're reading it, I can envision in my head being seen on television and seeing where the funny is gonna come when it's on television. But I really worry, oh my God, is this going to translate in a reading on a stage? Are people going to... Because you have to have the mindset of this is a reading, and you really have to pay attention and really envision in your mind what's happening.
Of course, and the lines are not memorized yet, and so it's, until you really study how you're going to play the part, it's going to be a little different now in this beginning stage,
So it'll be fun to
It's
going to
be
that.
Fun.
It'll be
and
fun to share.
Fun to see what the reaction is from the audience.
And of course, we'll open with a number.
Of course.
Close with a number.
Why not?
Yeah, well, you have to, right? That's
hey.
What the people want. You got to
maybe
get the
we'll have a
want.
Special guest star perform something, too.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So you heard us talk last week with Logan Slaughter,
Hardcore.
Logan Hardcore, about the Drag Race finale.
Yes.
And now that the show is done, all the girls have, new projects, singles, and music.
All this
and
new stuff is out
shows
there.
And
yeah, I think that literally the day of the airing, or the day that the finale was aired, I think at midnight people had their videos up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Pearl has an album out. Which,
Pearl's album is called Pleasure,
which is a. It's all music. It's not.
I guess
no vocals.
So. I guess so. I saw. Well, we watched one video. of Love Slave, and we saw that, and, you know, it wasn't any singing on her part, it was just kind of like dance music with other singers, right?
It's kind of like, I guess I would equate it to like modern house music.
Yeah. So maybe she was a DJ and she kind of put this all together.
Well, this is what I'm surprised. Like,
yeah.
On the show, we never saw any sort of musicality from her whatsoever. And so I'm surprised there was no mention of like she's a DJ or she likes music or. So when we saw she was coming out with an album, we're like, oh, bitch can sing?
Yeah.
And then when we heard the track, it was all music and it was like instrumental. And
well, no, there were some singing. There were singers
well,
on there.
Well, it's not like a song, though.
No.
It's
like basically
when,
what you listen to at the club, you know?
Well, it's like, oh my god, the only thing that comes to mind is like, I don't know, like Yanni. You know, like, remember
yeah.
Yanni?
Yeah, but Yanni didn't have singers on his tracks.
Yeah, sometimes he had like
oh,
vocalists that had just
oh, okay.
little like
all right.
pieces. Or like Moby's albums. When Moby, not his singles, but like Moby would have on his album like instrumentals with touches of vocals.
Okay.
But they weren't him. They're not him singing.
No, no. No, well, this is definitely not Pearl singing.
Right.
But it's a compilation of songs and ideas and, you know, maybe
it
she
sounds.
Produced
like...
it and, you know, it's looks exciting for something to be out there. I think it would be good for something for the club, you know? I think
it's
people
not my
would
taste.
Dance to it and
it's
have
not
fun.
My taste.
No.
When I go to the club, I need to hear like vocals.
Yes.
I need to be able to sing along.
Me too. I enjoy that too.
I can't, I you know, that kind of music literally, I don't mean this as shade at all, but
no.
It makes me fall asleep. Like the rhythmic
oh,
of it,
yes,
like, the,
yes.
like the.
The club thumping kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah
there's
yeah.
something about it that makes me, like, literally, I can barely keep my eyes open after 5 minutes. It's
well,
like hypnotizing or something.
Also, somebody else that came out with a video and song was Ginger Minj with Ooh La 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 La, which I thought, okay. You know, I didn't really enjoy the video. I thought the quality was not great for someone just coming off Drag Race. I didn't think the song was that great either. I thought some of the ideas in it were not done well. And her style was borderline, like, costumey, trying to be rock and fun. But to me, it didn't come across that way at all. Is that too much? Am I saying too much?
I think that... Violet Chachki had a video out.
Yes, Betty.
And she looked fantastic.
She looked fantastic, and
polished
it sounded good.
To hell.
Mm-hmm.
It did sound good. You know, you can tell that she's not a singer.
No.
It's kind of spoken-y.
Yeah, but it
but
was
it
well
worked.
Done for someone
yes.
that isn't known as a singer.
Yeah, it worked. And the song is good.
The song is really good. Visually, I really loved it.
Yeah, it's very, like, what you would expect to see on MTV.
Yeah.
You know, like, the quality is great, and...
Mm-hmm.
Same with like Miss Fame's Rubber Doll,
Miss
which
Fame's
you played
Rubber Doll.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just polished looking. It's clean. It is relevant.
It's professional. Looking.
Yeah, it's professional
it's,
looking.
Yeah.
yeah,
it's that's a whole another thing.
And I
know?
Wonder, like, do you need? You know, I'm a big fan of okay. If you don't have the financial backing,
mm-hmm.
there's ways to record something on a budget but still look professional.
I think. You could scale things down in
right.
a certain way that
right.
would look more professional in the end.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I wonder, do you think with some of the queens that have projects that come out that don't sound or look professional, do you think that's a lack of education or talent in the on the tech side?
I think it's a lack of funding, and I think that it's
yeah,
probably
but this
also...
is what we're saying. It's like, if you don't have the resources
mm-hmm.
financially to do something... that's a $1 million project, well, scale it way back and
yeah.
do something that's affordable but still looks clean and polished and
I think they're trying to get away with a certain kind of video that they want to create and, you know, when you're trying to create that and you don't have the means to do it 100%, like these, you know, multimillionaires that can go out and produce
yeah, but
music.
Violet Chachki is not a multimillionaire.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but Violet probably has more to offer to do the... video in a better way than these other girls, possibly. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it's... Because, like I've always said, if... it's kind of like this. If I don't have the money to afford a camera that films in color, well, then I'm going to theme the video to be black and white.
Mm.
So that the quality looks like this is on purpose.
Okay.
So you can use the quality of the instruments that you have or the technology that you have to create something that still looks professional. So I wonder, is it like a delusion on someone's part? Is it an ignorance on someone's part of not knowing, like...
It's possibly not knowing, and it's possible that they're just working with the wrong people. Or,
well, and that's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah.
We've definitely done products before in the past that weren't products of our own, but other people's projects that were, you know, sort of promised to end up looking like $1 million, and they look like grandma filmed it on her old camera.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, I wonder what it is. And it makes me feel bad for the queens that are talented that, you know, kind of get, like, aren't taken seriously necessarily because of the quality of some of the stuff they're putting out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, then I wonder, God, if it's bad, maybe I should just not put it out.
But then it's like, I guess content is, it's good to have content out there.
I mean, because let's be honest, the quality of Ginger Minj's video does not hold a candle to Pearl or...
Or Violet.
Violet.
No. But,
Or Miss Fames or Adores or...
Maybe she had limited time, you know, she had only certain kind of resources, you know, and she thought putting together something is better than not doing anything at all. I mean, for her fan base, you know, she has to do something and put it out there.
I guess.
Otherwise, you know, what else is she gonna do?
I mean, to me, knowing that all of those were coming out at the same time, and if it were me, I would be like, oh, shit. I would be like, oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Well, I always love, you know, when you talk about past queens who have videos out there that are great and fantastic, and I have always loved Willem's work.
Yeah.
She's fabulous, and she has a new album out.
Well,
called,
he doesn't rush anything. Like,
no.
There's never been, I don't feel like, even when he left Drag Race or that season finished, you know, I remember him having content out there, but nothing felt like it was like, oh, it's rushed. I guess they did Boy is a Bottom, right? When he was with CWV?
Yes.
But that was planned. Like, he knew Drag Race was going to end, and so he planned, he worked on that, and, you know, I mean, I feel
it
like there was a lot of thought put into, like, the production
and the
what
quality
they're putting
of the
out
video was
and what
great.
He's putting out and making sure that it can compete with mainstream stuff. And his new album, which is...
It's called Chartistry in Motion.
Like, the quality is so good.
Yeah, it
now,
is.
Now, it's dirty and has a lot of sexual themes. Now, I guess what Unpopular
and very
Radio
humorous.
Doesn't... I guess what Unpopular Radio doesn't have that right now, but the quality of the sound is definitely something I feel like you could hear on the radio.
Oh, definitely.
Where,
and I think that that's good... what do they call
production.
It? Production. Good production, as well as... when someone changes up the lyrics, what do we call it?
Parody.
A parody. His parodies are so fantastic. They're really wonderful because I feel like the quality and sound matches regular music that is out there.
I don't think a parody has anything to do with the quality of how something sounds. Like, you know, his wit doesn't make the sound sound better.
No, but the style that he chooses to sing in
but that doesn't have anything to do
on par
with
to the music.
Comedy.
No, but then
well,
adding
trying...
the comedy element without cheesing up the sound or minimizing the style of the song. You know what I mean?
I just think it sounds like you could hear it on the radio.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
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 And that if it wasn't parody, you could hear it on the it could be on the radio.
Exactly.
Like, you never really heard Weird Al on the radio.
I think years ago you did.
Did you?
Yeah, like the Dangerous Minds thing. I heard it a few times.
But they would play it on, like, the morning radio show as, like, a ha-ha.
Possibly, but
it
I
wasn't
did hear
like,
it on the radio quite a few times.
It's not like it was in rotation. Like, they didn't
maybe
put it...
not. It may have been. Who knows?
I don't remember that. Not
I don't know.
Where
I
was
remember hearing
up.
It a few times. In Long Island, at least, I heard it a few times on the radio.
Hi, guys. Anita Buffum here. And I know all you poor people like something free, don't you? Well, I have got something for you. Audible.com. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice. And a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. That's audibletrial.com/HOM podcast and get started today. Why Audible? Audible content includes more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audio book publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Do you need any more of a reason? audibletrial.com/HOM podcast.
Shadows move on the wall like dark little thoughts, tricking out my mind, taking up my time, and here we go again, lost inside my head. But then I see you rolling, rolling like a movie star, driving up in a racing car, making out with the hottest blonde, getting caught in the gossip calm, in a West Coast love affair with a teenage millionaire, again pushing all the fashion trends, making sure
Okay, so that was Movie Star by the Glamazons, one of my favorites. I'm obsessed. If you've listened to the podcast or you know me at all, you know that I'm obsessed with a good girl group, and the Glamazons is right up there. Ooh. One song is not enough for me. I'm ready for more, and we're going to find out what's coming next from them right now because our special guest, Tina Jensen from the Glams,
Hello.
Is here.
Hello, hey, Tina.
Hey. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Movie Star is so good. So catchy.
You love that bass beat.
You like that?
I love the bass beat. I love the harmonies. I love everything about you guys. You guys, please take a second to check out Tina and the Glams at theglams.com. That's Glams with a Z. And find them on Instagram and Twitter at GoGoGlams. And make sure to buy Movie Star on iTunes. It's fabulous.
It's a great song. Great song.
So, Tina.
Yes.
Let's go back. Give us a little bit. We've met at gigs.
Totally.
But I don't know you. So I'm excited to find out a little bit more. So
How did you start singing?
Okay, well, I was born on a wintry day outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, blustery.
Uh-huh. Yeah, blustery. No, yeah, so I grew up outside of Minneapolis. I was a theater girl since I was 8, performing, children's theater, all of that. I knew I wanted to go to New York when I was 18 years old.
Did you have theater parents?
Okay, my mother actually lived in New York in the 70s.
Okay.
She was a theater girl, a straight actress, a serious straight actress.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So she was a waitress on the corner of 46th and 9th. And she worked at a piano bar.
Oh, I love that.
So my uncle was the piano player. My father's brother. Right?
Oh,
so my
cool.
mom was the cocktail waitress. So in walked my dad.
Oh.
He was a truck driver. He parked his semi-truck on 46th Street.
Shut the hell
to
up.
To meet his
swear,
brother.
To swear to see his brother at a gay piano bar. Right? So I guess
now,
he walked
your
in the door.
Gay?
He is a flaming
uh-huh.
homosexual.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh.
It's like Barry Manilow.
Yeah, it's
amazing,
all
makes
right?
sense now.
It's and so
all
I guess
together.
My father walked in the door and he was 6'5" of like blonde,
yes.
bearded, hunka
uh-huh.
hunka, burn in love.
Oh,
and so my mom just was like, that's it. That's the man I'm going to marry.
Oh,
and
wow.
They've been together ever since.
Wow.
That was
that.
It. So because of my father, she gave up all of her hopes and dreams.
Oh, okay. All right. But she's been happy ever since.
No, she really has.
Yeah.
So, you know, she had a family. I have a brother. Uh-huh. And I wanted to get into theater. I was like 8. And she was like, hell to the no, sister.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, come back to me in a year. Like, let me know.
Yeah.
And so I did. I kept begging her, let me audition. Let me do this. And so...
How did you, like, at 8 years old, how did you find out about theater? Like,
I was in elementary school. We walked over to the community center, Eisenhower Community Center, watched a production of Peter Rabbit.
Oh.
Oh, she never should have taken you there.
No, that bitch.
Uh-huh.
No, and it was stages. Well, then it was Child's Play Theater Company's production of Peter Rabbit. I saw it. I fell in love. I was like, this is what I meant to do.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
So I ended up growing up at that theater company. They changed their name to Stages Theater Company, but that's... I honestly think that's how I survived my childhood,
oh,
though.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
To
oh,
be
yeah.
able to do those shows
yeah.
and miss all of that school. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
it really gave me a reason to get up every day and,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah. Because no matter what else was happening, you had that.
I had that.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I was a chunky girl growing up. That's never fun. You get bullies. But I was like, I got the theater to go to.
That's
yeah.
it. So, exactly.
Then,
well, I always say that if... And I guess it's like sports, too. If you have the opportunity to partake in something where you're supported by another... by a team of people.
Yes.
But especially with theater, when you have to be on stage in front of all those people with a solo line or a solo song or whatever, like the confidence that it builds
mm-hmm.
and the self-appreciation
mm-hmm.
that it creates, you know, I think it's
well, yeah.
it gives you
magic.
Confidence. It really
Definitely.
Does.
And that's what kills me every time I hear that schools are pulling the arts.
The arts, yeah.
No.
It's so important.
Very
so
important.
I went to an arts high school, Purpich Center for the Arts Education. I was
oh,
a
fun.
Music major for my junior and senior year. And I was failing in high school, real high school. Like, I was just... just
was
drowning horribly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I found out about this arts high school, and thank God for it, because I graduated with honors. You
oh,
know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just because of the different teaching methods
yeah.
and all of that. And I,
you were
I,
more open to
I didn't want to miss a day of school. It didn't matter what I wore. Nobody was going to make fun of me, because
mm-hmm.
we were all fucking weird.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great.
Like, it was a blessing.
Well, you know, I grew up in a very small town outside of Syracuse, New York. And, you know, there was no other gay in the village.
No, not really.
And I wore some eccentric clothing.
Yeah.
But
what
know,
did your mom always tell you?
Well, I remember my mom at some point, but this was like when I was like in like fifth grade or something, being
yeah,
like,
yeah.
okay, if you want to wear stretch pants or if you want to wear that, you know, colorful ensemble, you go right ahead. You look great and it's fabulous. But just understand that some people don't understand that,
mm-hmm.
and so they might say something to you.
Yeah.
And the only reason I bring it up is because I want the kids listening right now, or even the person in their office who's in a stuffy office that, you know, wants to wear hot pink socks under their business
right?
suit. Like, you know, it's that whole "it gets better" thing. Like, it really
yeah.
does. Like,
you have
to
be
do,
you. You have to be you,
and you have to do what makes you feel happy. Okay,
yeah.
so you finish high school with honors.
Yes.
And then what
magically.
happens?
I came to New York. I was 18, and I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
So did Stephen.
Oh my god!
Which scam does? Like some people call it.
Listen,
but I had a great experience.
You know what? I did too.
Yes.
I think it's one of those schools you get out of it
what you put in.
It.
That's exactly what I said in a podcast earlier.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness, we are kindred.
Yeah.
No, it's really fucking true. And because I wanted to go to a musical theater conservatory.
Me too.
So in my Google search on the intranets,
yes,
when I was 17,
well,
that's really the only one I could find.
Yes.
There was like no, I remember when I was looking for a college I was looking for musical theater or something like that. All you could find was like music, like theory, like music theory or acting.
Acting conservatory, or even like opera.
And also,
you know,
I didn't
want to
do what are those called? Like those real classes, like the gen ed. I was like, no, I just want to focus on this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, of course.
And somehow my parents supported me. Yeah. And it's the only school I applied to. So luckily I got in. And so I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished, I did the year and a half.
Yeah.
Because I was
so
like, I don't want to take a break.
Yeah, I don't want to take a break.
I want to just learn what I need to know.
I need to know and then get out there and actually audition.
Right? So then I graduated.
So you're 18 at this point.
Yes. And so I guess I graduated then when I was, so we started in the late fall. So yeah, so technically I was 20 when I graduated,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got my first job on Broadway at Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Yes. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like looking through my records.
So now, if you don't know Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, it's a restaurant in Times Square. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you made it big. That's like how we say.
I made it big.
Yes.
We say that we're off Broadway right
yes.
now because we're here where we do our Sunday brunch at Kitchen
totally
Restaurant.
Are.
Kitchen Restaurant. I'm right on 42nd Street.
No, listen. I actually have been on the real off Broadway many times, and your venue is much better.
Oh, thank you.
I love
thank
that.
You. I love
so,
that.
I didn't see any cockroaches.
No.
It was great.
Good.
I used to do this show off Broadway with a mutual friend, Christina Cataldo.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
I love
Christina.
Yes.
We love.
We're
doing
Girls
Take the
Musical.
Off-Broadway
show. But before
on
46th
Street.
I have to ask you guys a huge favor. Unless you're driving right now, stop what you're doing. Or if you're driving, pull the hell over. And go to youtube.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa. And please subscribe to our YouTube page. Pick your favorite video, leave a comment, give us a thumbs up, and share some of our videos with your best friends. We're working really hard this year on our podcast and our YouTube pages, and we really appreciate your support. And don't forget to check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/BuffemBeautiful. That's B-U-F-F-E-M, beautiful. Thank you guys so much, as always, for your support, and back to Tina.
And we used to be, like, backstage before showtime.
Yeah.
And we'd be sitting there by the dumpster and we'd see like a cockroach with like a hot pink boa feather like stuck in its back. And I would just sing to the girls like off Broadway.
Like, this is it, girl.
We survived.
Oh
we
no.
Okay, so you're at Bubba Gump.
Yeah.
You're auditioning.
Auditioning, but it's a tricky thing of, you know, you get stuck in it. It's really
yes.
it's harder
it's
than you think it is.
It's
you
a rut.
Do. Because
yeah.
you end up working and then I never, growing up, went out and partied and did all this stuff. I was so
yeah.
focused on performing, doing good, overachieving, all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So then I came to New York at
and
18
like,
and I was like, whoa, motherfucker! Like, it was like first time for everything.
Yes, of
so
course.
So I had a blast
yes.
and thankfully I did survive and I'm able to.
And
you
went to an audition
tell.
Here and there.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I did. So I ended up getting into a company called Entertainment Events Incorporated. They do a lot of off-Broadway shows, Girls Night,
nice.
Girl Talk,
yeah.
Girl Etc. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. All those different
company.
Kinds of shows.
I did all of that. I understudied for Sistas off-Broadway, which is at St. Luke's Theater.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I did a bunch of new, like rock musicals are kind of my passion, pop
nice.
Rock musicals. So I did a lot of that. But I always wanted to sing. Like I just wanted to fucking
sing yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Like growing up, the pop star and all of that, I always wanted to do that. But I never thought I could because I wasn't a size 2.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even a size 12. I was more than that. You
yeah.
know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just, that wasn't an option. But in theater, I could always play some 40-year-old bag lady.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Not
Poppin
equity.
Toppin'.
What is that? Feed the bird?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You know, so I've always had that.
Okay.
And then
well,
I
have to say, you are gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Stop.
No, really. And I love your blonde hair. We'll say it's natural.
Thank you. It's totally natural.
You look you really look fantastic. Really.
Thank you.
All the glamazons are beautiful. Beautiful. Seriously.
Girls. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Aesthetically when pleasing. When
you, looking back at that auditioning phase and like doing the shows and everything, what message would you say, give to the kids about that period? Looking back now.
Oh, you like, mean like musical theater and all of that?
What information would you have wanted to know that you didn't know?
Well, I think it's tough because I always felt like I was trying to fit into a certain role that I wasn't. You know what I mean? And I would, this is not a horrible thing to hear. I'm not saying, oh, poor me. But I remember I would audition for stuff and they'd be like, well, you're too pretty to be the character role. And I'd be like, well, fuck you. You don't know me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an actress. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so you're always trying to like fit in to like, be this something. And I just kind of figured out that I couldn't do it anymore, you know, but that to wave my freak flag was better than
be interesting in your own self
myself
and, and I think musical theater is changing a lot too now, and I think they're embracing that.
It is,
but back when you and I were probably auditioning, it was different, you know.
Well, yeah, and when we were in school, it was like, okay, well, you weigh this much and you're this tall,
so you're only going to be right for this.
So this is it, you know what I mean? And it was like, oh, but I'm so much more.
I know.
I used to always joke in school, they would ask us, you would have to like step forward and like dance, like vary a chorus line.
Oh, yeah,
like,
of course.
What is your dream role?
Mm-hmm.
And I never could think of something because I was like, I would say Effie and Dreamgirls.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you know, what are you going to do?
Uh-huh.
But I would say like originating a role in my own, you know what I mean?
Good for
like
you.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, and that's exactly what you're doing now in the glamazons.
Yeah.
You know?
And now you're doing it as part of this, you know, and for me, it was really a struggle because here I am with a voice that was, you know, more feminine than most guys and, you know, going to auditions, trying to get certain parts, but getting only the boy roles or young teen roles. And, you know, so it took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do.
It took a while to figure out that he will just have to play a woman.
Yeah. And then everyone would be like, wow, this is the best role you'll ever play.
Yes. You know, you just got to figure it out.
It's one of those things where I think you have to like just hear the universe.
You
have to.
Because for a long time we fought, and listeners, I think, have heard this before, we fought with like, you know, we're character actors. We're actors. We're not drag queens, you know? And when we had that like awakening of, well, drag is effing whatever we want it to be.
Yeah,
you were swearing earlier, and it made me want to not swear. But I usually swear like a trucker.
He swears like a trucker.
My bias is a truck driver. Where do you think I got it from?
That's right. So, I swear really bad. So I have to watch myself on here.
Yeah.
It's like it's a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So, I know I lost my train of thought.
No, what were you saying?
Oh, when we had this epiphany of like drag can be whatever the hell we want it to be.
Make your own rules.
Yeah, and it's so freeing.
It is freeing. Once you're like in it and you take all
I have
that weight
say,
off of you
like,
and you're like, ah. Oh.
My heart has always been, you know, musical theater, and that's what raised me.
Yeah.
And that's was like a huge part of my survival, whatever.
Yes, me too.
You know what I mean? And like that dream of being on Broadway, even though I've gotten close, you know, but the fact being with the Glamazons has given me the opportunity to listen and follow like that deep voice inside me that I always ignored, which has been very freeing, you know, to do the things that I never thought I could do, but I always wanted to.
Me too.
Well, you know what I mean?
So, exactly how I feel too.
What's so nice about seeing you live when I've seen the Glamazons before in live, and it's your voice. It's not this Broadway, you know what I mean? It's not like that, like, because to me, I can't stand that.
Yeah.
But I would imagine this is something that Steve and I have discovered in doing music in our show is that what, you know, we're doing covers that we change up or whatever, but it's like, what is my sound? Like, how do I sound singing this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to hear Tina and Tina's voice, and it's not, you know, and that must be...
Well, that's what I always... Like, music is a super passion of mine.
Yes.
And so, like, when I hear a song... And, you know, we have the original music, we're carrying on, we're going to keep doing original music, but when I hear a famous song, a cover song, it always inspires me, and I think, how would I do this? Or like, oh, you know, whenever I listen to a song, I'm like, oh, I would have done this, or I would have
Yeah.
or I would have done this. And now that I have the three other girls in the group with me, Kenya, Emma, and Megan, it's like, they're kind of my muses.
Yeah. Well, I love your mashups that you guys do.
Thank you.
Those are genius.
Phenomenal.
They sound great. And, you know, it's almost like, and that's something that we try to do when we do music is
is making our own, and that's exactly what you guys do.
I totally ripped you off. I was so inspired by you guys.
We're so flattered.
Because I was like, a new point of view on that. And then I was like, well, now we got four bitches. We can do so much more. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes, create more harmony.
Okay, so our next show.
We have to explain.
Okay, yes.
So we did a gig with you guys where we covered Waterfalls, originally by TLC, but a version done by a girl group in the UK called Stooshy.
I'm obsessed with now.
Right.
Now
you're and the big exciting thing about it is they take Left Eye's rap and they sing it with this great harmony. So we
people
took
just
it,
die for it.
And we
they covered, really
yeah,
people die.
It's great.
It's the easiest thing.
They die. They die. They die. So
we won't tell
covered you. It at this gig that we did with you.
Yes.
And you're like, what is that? What is that? And I was trying to be all sly because I was like, I know this bitch.
She's
I know it. I know it. Because that harmony in the rap is like glamazons.
It's golden.
It's
super golden.
So I was like, it's this group, and it's just,
I thought you were lying to me. I was like, what group is Stooshy?
I know what the hell is that.
That's a joke.
And
we do another song of theirs, too.
Flash forward a few months, and you posted a video, and you gave us some credit, which I appreciated. And
welcome.
I was like, those bitches. But my senses were up because we were doing a gig together that next weekend. And so I emailed you and I was like,
oh my God.
I love it. I love the video.
But just so you know.
Just so you know, we're singing that song at this event. And you were like, so are we. And
I was like, oh God.
Motherfuckers.
Well, that's okay, though. I mean.
No, but if it's any kind of like
shit.
Yours is
a little different.
Yeah.
I always try to find, because, you know, when we do mashups are everywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
So I will do like my research.
Yeah.
And I listen to everything. And I pick my favorites of this and that. And then I'm like, why didn't they do this? They could have done this, you know? So let's add that layer and that.
Yeah.
So I kind of go all over the place and pick inspiration. But if it weren't for you guys, we would not be doing the number.
But
that
I love
song
that.
So,
it's and
so
it's
good.
A hit.
Do you guys do it in a mashup or you do it solo?
Do it solo.
Okay.
We just do it solo. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I would love to get a new like a backing track too. You know what I mean? Like our live band. Stop it.
I know.
I'm
dying for us to do a night together somewhere. Do a concert.
I would say we have to
collaborate
a whole.
Because wouldn't it be so
thing.
Fun to have a collaborative concert, but have a few numbers where we're fitting with you guys and you're fitting with us, and a couple
and
of us do solos and we're all singing backup for each other. And like,
I would love that.
It would
I love that
fun.
Too.
And
I
a
think
live
it would
band.
Be a great night.
With a live band. And my good friend, Jacob, do you know Jacob Langfelder?
Yes!
He's dying for us to do something with a live band.
Oh, stop
and he keeps trying
it.
To hook us up with
Lance
Horn.
He's great.
Yeah.
No, he's awesome. We've done a lot of stuff with him over here.
Yeah. Well, we need we need to talk to him and do something.
Definitely.
That's it.
Let's
people,
do it.
Next time
we're calling
you. This is it, Jacob. We're calling you. Next time we do something together, it's going to be the House of Mimosa Glamazons big concert.
Big
okay.
whole night.
Big deal together.
Okay.
Big deal.
So,
getting to the glams.
Oh yeah.
Let's get to the glamazons.
there's this group I'm in.
How did you get in? How did it?
Oh,
start?
Okay. So there was a competition.
Okay.
Right. I hate to say it when you know I didn't really know about the group. But I met a girl.
Let me say this first.
Okay.
To give our listeners a little background, if you don't know the Glamazons, they started off back in the day as kind of like a burlesque sort of big girls in the club.
Yes.
Doing some numbers kind of thing. But what you guys are now is like completely different. And I hesitate to even talk about the original only because it's so different from you guys now.
Yeah.
Well, we've come a long way.
And I actually even hate to say that you had to audition to even get into it or had part of a contest to get into it because of where you guys are now. It's like, it's almost like you're your own thing.
Well, it's so
it's
funny,
so
right?
The four of you now gel as one unit.
Yeah.
And
I
it's
think
so removed
we
from
met
that. You know? Okay,
exactly.
So
Megan was in the group. I love Megan. Megan Allen. She'll be she's the fiery redhead or Native American princess, right?
Okay.
And me and Emma won a competition. We battled for 6 weeks.
Oh wow.
And we both won, which was awesome.
That's cool.
And you guys know Emma. You've been
yes,
with her forever.
Of course,
and she's
yeah.
fabulous. And then Kenya was also in the competition. She's our Posh Spice.
Yes.
Right. She was in the competition, but she was like a baby. She was barely 18 years old. She lived in Atlantic City. No joke. So every week she would come from Atlantic City with her daddy to this competition. So she probably would have won, but it just didn't make sense because, she lived so far away. And then she ended up moving to New York, to Queens.
Uh-huh.
Good for her.
To live with her grandpa and kind of work for him, her sisters and all of that. And then we found out she was in New York and we needed an extra person for a show, and she came, and it fit.
That's great.
So we were like, stay in the group.
I love it.
So it's been the four of us for over 2 years now, maybe just about two years.
Okay.
Just under 2 years.
But I feel like it's been like
the last
6 months to a year that's been like really ramped up,
yeah.
And it's like this
and you really solidified
year,
who you guys are
we
now.
Kind of, we decided, we were like, you know what we fucking want to do? Like, we want to be us. We don't want to be anybody's joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We want to do original music. We want to, you know what I mean? Just like take the world by
like
storm and see what
you
want to
take the reins and make sure that,
you know,
you're being represented in the right way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't want to be caricatures. We don't want to be, you know, jokes in a late night bar, lounge singer, whatever. We want to go balls to the wall.
But you do that if they'll pay you.
Exactly.
Listen, if the paycheck's there, you'll do it.
If you'll pay me,
I'll be lemon dropping a strawberry shortcake if you want me to.
I am open and available.
Yes.
Okay, so we just did the Party with the Glams a couple weeks ago, which was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be another one?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
We're working it out right
Work out the kinks.
But it looks like it's going to be a monthly party.
I love that.
Oh,
which
love
will
it.
Be awesome.
Oh, that'd be so great.
We're working on a Gay Pride Week show.
Perfect.
Late night.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We're going to have to discuss.
We'll
talk
about
it.
I pretty think it might be perfect.
That's
mm-hmm.
great.
I pretty think.
Well, we have.
I pretty think with my sangria.
We should be honest with our listeners that. I was going to call you Emma, that Tina came to our brunch show.
I did.
And had herself a few beverages.
Why not?
Unlimited.
Hello.
So listen, I love a deal. So if it's unlimited,
I'm frugal. I'm frugal.
If it's free, it's for me,
yeah.
So I'm going to make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just free.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had about a gallon of sangria.
Good for you, girl.
You're welcome.
And you're so composed, honey.
I'm a professional.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, so back on track.
Yeah.
Yes.
Favorite girl group?
Oh, fuck balls.
I don't know them.
Mother. Never? Okay, I gotta give it up to En Vogue.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Which, by the by.
Don't tell me, because we are too.
Oh, stop.
Don't tell
Where?
Me.
Where?
We're doing a mashup. Can I even say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we're in the beginning stages of starting a mashup of Free Your Mind and Never Gonna Get It.
Well, clearly. You're going to have a theft on your hands. I steal that from you. I should just start paying you. Oh, my God. No, that's amazing.
Are you doing an
MO? No.
Oh,
we're
okay.
not, but we need to be.
You
but
should
we're
be.
So we're doing Milwaukee Pride,
oh.
and they're the finale number.
Shut up.
So, you know, we're a little earlier in the day.
But
we're opening for En Vogue, if
anybody
asks.
They're
yes.
opening for
we're
En Vogue,
opening
people.
For En Vogue in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Are they
Pride
even,
Fest.
Is it all four of them?
I think so. Listen, apparently they're coming out with a new album.
Shut it.
Swearsies. So they're doing like a big Pride tour this
oh,
summer.
How fun.
So they're a bunch of Prides.
Okay.
Well, they saw the success that SWV had.
SWV is so fun.
They don't even like each other and they have this this comeback on the TV show. And then
coming back.
Yeah.
SWV's album, their last album, won a Grammy.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know.
Yeah. I don't know for what.
Yeah. Did you see the En Vogue Lifetime movie?
No, but now I'm going
to
look it up.
It's a holiday show. I gotta watch it.
Oh my God, we have to.
No, I just have to say this because you mentioned it. We just watched it last week. Is the Lifetime movie of the Cleveland abductions.
Oh, okay. I need
Wait a minute.
To see.
It's so intense. I couldn't believe it's a Lifetime movie. It was so intense.
I really
we were eating dinner and I couldn't
You
couldn't
finish it?
We actually
had
like,
to stop and eat and then watch it.
It was... Like,
oh
so intense. And Taryn Manning was amazing in it.
Yeah, she was
Ooh.
Really good.
What white trashy, more white trashy than ever.
You go, girl.
Yes.
Yeah. And, okay, so that's Lifetime. All right,
I
so, favorite joke of En Vogue.
Lifetime. I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Going.
And what are, tell me some of the top artists on your iPod right now.
Oh, okay. Actually, you're going to be surprised. Because although, like, I do the arranging for the Glamazons, very poppy, soulful,
yeah.
whatever.
Yes.
Sometimes I need to, like, cool my jets,
yeah.
and for me to like get away and like
I think
be
it was,
one
yeah.
with the world.
You listen to.
I love like Rolling Stones.
Uh-huh.
I love Joe Cocker.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but you know what I love the best, which will make sense. Backup singers. are so fucking amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I love AC/DC, but mm-hmm. I also love Bette Midler is my American
oh,
idol.
Me too.
I mean,
hello.
She is my
yeah.
everything.
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
Hello.
Did you hear her version of Waterfalls?
Yes.
I said,
and it's
girl,
beautiful.
Please.
I'll be
it's
doing
right.
that as a solo.
It's all right. You should.
I'm obsessed with her. I'm
yes,
hoping to go
too.
See her at Madison Square
I am
Garden.
Too.
I know, but tickets
oh.
were so expensive.
They were so expensive.
Bet, can you send me a ticket?
Bet.
Please,
Bet, if you're out there.
Mama?
I know.
Mama?
We're
but it's
your
like her shit.
Fans.
Like, you know, it's like her old school shit, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
70.
I love
tour.
It. That
my
whole
mom,
like Motown stuff that she's put out right now. I love
crazy.
It.
It's crazy. I love
yeah.
it. But my mom, when she found out I wanted to sing, she was like, there's some people you need to know about. So she made me watch. Because she was like, singing isn't just about singing. It's about like the whole
right.
fucking. So she gave me Bette Midler. She gave me Bernadette Peters.
Yes.
So of course I'm a Bernadette Peters fan.
Right.
Not okay, not that I'm not a fan. I think she's amazing.
She's amazing.
And, like,
you can't.
Well, she
I'm
told
like,
us how good she was.
Hold
yeah,
on
she
to
did.
Your pants.
We,
of course she did.
She's fabulous, though.
Just ask her.
She says, I have vocal cords of leather, she said.
She
so
opened for
on.
Us. She
yeah.
opened for us at 54
no.
Below.
Yes.
Well, we were the show after
well,
her.
We were the show after her.
Oh, but, no. She said, I was on tour, and she had been the big performance the night before.
Yeah.
And all of the crew was like, oh, Patty.
Well, she was very
was like,
nice.
Tell me more
she
about
was
it.
You know,
so sweet to
we
us.
We were at 54 Below. We were hosting a weekly event there over the summertime. And it was so hot. It was so hot.
It was
hot.
One
their
of those
AC
like
90
degree
working.
Weekends.
Right. And
mm-hmm.
the AC in the dressing rooms weren't working. So we're like getting ready and we're like, you know, half dragged, like pantyhose
totally, yeah.
and like, you know, man boobies.
In a makeshift
and
dressing room.
Makeshift
really.
Dressing room.
Yeah.
And her assistant poked his head in and was like, Patty would like you to come join her in her dressing room. We've brought in our two of our own AC units.
So we're like, well, I can't go in there like this.
Oh, I ran
I'm
right
like,
in there. I said,
yeah.
go in there.
He's
said,
like,
he's
like,
there.
You're half done. Go in there right now. And here I am, musical theater queen, going in there to talk to Patti LuPone.
Right.
And I freaked out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, freaked out.
I love
say,
that shit. I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I want
no,
to hear
I love
more about
Patti, I love you. Patti, I love you.
Are you, so the movie star.
Yes, movie
which,
star.
Available now on iTunes. Did you guys write any of that? Did you have
no.
any part
so
in that?
Here's what we did. A good friend of mine who I used to do, I did a show with, like a new pop rock musical with Crazy Headspace that
uh-huh.
he wrote the music for. And he writes for like movies and TV.
Uh-huh.
His name is Michelangelo Sosnowitz.
Uh-huh.
It's
okay.
real. I swear.
Oh.
I swear it's real.
It's like Italian and Jew
right?
together.
Was, bam.
Right.
So he has a production company called Lemon Shark Productions.
Uh-huh.
And he needed me. He was like, hey, can you record something for me for like some independent film? I was like, yeah, of course. So we start talking. I'm in this group. We're looking at, you know, new music. And he was like, oh, I have some songs that I've been working on. Because he always did like rock band stuff,
right.
you
uh-huh.
know, like
uh-huh.
he's band man, you know. So he sent me all these songs and I heard Movie Star, and when I heard it, obviously it was him singing, it was a demo, it was slower, it was differently formatted, and I was like, there's something to this, because I would listen to all the songs walking down the street.
Yeah.
And that one made me like strut.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, yes, this
uh-huh.
is like walking down the street,
you
going to the
it.
subway,
yeah,
whatever. So I worked on it. I was like, okay, we're gonna speed it up. We're going to add a chorus. We're going to add a breakdown. I want a clap breakdown. We're going to do four-part harmony.
Yeah,
we're
going
to do this. And I took it to him, and he was like, yes, 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 and yes.
I love it.
So
you did have some writing.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, like
that would be
arranging. I'll say arranging.
No,
you
arranged.
We arranged.
Yeah.
And I sat with the girls, and we were like, what about this? What about this? And we just all put it together. You
How
know?
Do you guys decide who sings what?
Well, when
because
I first
Because watching
song,
you, there doesn't seem to be any sort of, like, Destiny's Child formula.
No. I'm very, even though I'm the one kind of, like, the man behind the curtain, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Like, if we get a new song, it's mm-hmm. like, because right now, let's face facts, we're broke as a joke.
Right.
So, it's, in a perfect world, we would have a musical director
right.
that would
of course.
Sit there, arrange
But right now,
songs,
you're the acting musical
but
director.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
uh-huh.
there's nobody else, so I guess I'll do it, you know, with
right.
my garage band and fucking, you know,
right.
sit there.
That's how you do it, folks.
And destroy my upstairs neighbors.
Oh.
They're just like, this shit they must hear.
Us
I don't
too.
Even know. But, so, yeah, so I'm, you know, nobody's a lead singer.
Right.
We all have our moments to shine. And each four of us girls have extremely distinct, different
you
voices.
Do. You do,
like
yeah.
crazy different voices. But somehow when we come together,
Your
it all works.
Is great.
Which
great.
Is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. So like, I know Emma really well. I know Megan really well. I know Kenya so well. I obviously know myself.
Yeah.
Right. So you know how to arrange
it. You know how it works.
No, so I'll be
yeah.
like, so when I hear a song, if we're doing a cover, I'll be like, this part's perfect for Emma. Uh-huh. Like, this is going to be Kenya's part. Mm-hmm. And so we'll try it out. Like, we'll do, like, a rough thing. And then we'll hear and be like, oh, it's not working out. Okay, you try this. You try this.
Yeah.
You
know now, give me the tea, girl.
Yes.
Because, you know, we always hear about girl groups and fighting and
fighting. Okay, so here's the deal.
I want the tea. I want the shade. Just give us.
We're actually.
Don't give me no political bullshit. I want to give me a real.
We are a pretty good united front. Uh-huh. But this is how I can describe it. Because first of all, we're all very passionate about the group. It's not like we're making millions of dollars. Like we are.
You do it because you're passionate.
We are, you know, yeah. Like it's a struggle. It's a hustle. I won't say struggle. It's a hustle
right now.
It's a hustle.
Yeah.
You know.
We understand.
But I have a brother. I've never had any sisters. No, I know what it's like to have sisters. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And the same way that I love my brother's 2 years older and I fucking love him. I will fight to the death for him. If anybody talks shit about him, I would fuck him. Yeah. Oh my God. I would like break a glass in their face.
Uh-huh, right.
But sometimes I want to punch my own brother in the face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
but it's like,
only
guy can do that. So that's what I'm like with the girl. We're literally like sisters.
Yeah.
Kenya's the baby sister. Megan's the middle child.
Yeah.
Emma's the only child, but unfortunately we're a blended family.
He's the only child.
You know what I mean?
I
I'm like the older sister, totally.
Yeah.
But we make it work. We do. And I love them. I do. I would do anything for them. And
isn't
it
such a nice thing to like feel that? Because, you know, Steven and I feel that for each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I will talk trash about him all day long until the cows come home. But,
but
you are not allowed to say one thing.
You can't.
Hell no.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
I
no
love
way.
It.
It's true.
No, but it's super true. It's crazy. But do you ever find that, though, like even with family in general, like those are the ones that you treat the worst probably?
Oh,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
you know that there's
oh, yeah.
like that unconditional love.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
always.
And but the girls and I, we've been through so much, man. Like we are bonded for life. You know, so
next week can expect another month, hopefully monthly, the Glams party.
Yes.
Party with the Glams.
Uh-huh. Waiting for the ink to dry.
And what about another song?
Another song.
Because I need another one.
Okay, so
a new
this
single?
One, okay, this is the thing that, like, I can allude to.
Okay.
But, yeah, a lot of exciting things coming up. So
okay.
hopefully, if all goes as planned, we have some very exciting things to talk about with a new group of songwriters and
Can
producers.
I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can you debut it here with us on our podcast?
Oh, my
yes.
God.
I would
that would
die.
Be amazing.
Yes. And we'll get everybody together.
Even if you guys can't be here, can
yeah.
you send me the track?
Oh, my God,
of course.
We love that.
Yeah, that's our idea. We want to release, we're releasing an EP, an album. I'm working with a whole new, brand new team.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. it's all like...
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh my God, can I host a listening party?
Oh my God, that'd be so amazing.
We'll have to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
So I can't wait. I'm dying. Now I'm off track.
You're
all
what
track.
Time?
Oh no, so what are we doing? So we're doing a pride tour.
Oh yeah, talk about the
yes,
pride tour and
please.
Talk about your...
And talk about, yeah,
yes.
how you're raising money to go.
Exactly. So, you
I
know.
Feel like, I have to apologize to our listeners because I feel like we're just like, girlfriends who've had
ADHD.
Too much to drink.
No,
like,
we're having fun.
Screaming
we're
over
having
each
a great
other.
Time.
I
know
I
it's
going it.
To have that like broke it. Like,
it's all right.
Crunchy.
It's okay.
Do I sound crunchy?
The listeners don't pay for it. So they're just going to get what they get.
They
and that's
just
it.
Just take it.
Yeah.
And enjoy
on.
It.
Please.
All right.
Yeah. So we're doing a pride tour.
And where are you going?
Which is great. Okay. So we're doing
What's
White
plan?
White Plains. What
uh-huh.
Westchester.
Westchester.
You know, you go to Westchester.
Hello, of course.
Hello.
You gotta go.
That's it. And then the next day, whirlwind, we got to go to Milwaukee for Pride Fest.
Okay.
Very exciting. And I'm a Midwest girl, so I'm super excited.
That's awesome.
That's with En Vogue.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And my parents are coming. They're very excited.
Oh,
have they
They're coming
you guys?
Backstage. They've never seen the Glamazons.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've seen me, of course.
Right.
Never live the Glamazons.
Oh, that's
That'll
so
be
fun.
So great.
Okay.
So I got the backstage passes. I'm very excited.
Okay.
And then we're doing Brooklyn Pride.
Uh-huh.
Gotta keep it real.
Yep.
Got to.
Then we're doing Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
Very fancy.
Shout out to Hillary.
And what else?
Can you
San
sing,
Francisco.
Can you sing Come to My Window for
Come
Hillary?
Come to my window!
Yes. Dedicated to Hillary. Okay, sorry.
That'd be amazing. So yeah, San Francisco Pride is like the 28th.
That's
okay.
fun. That's gonna be
super,
awesome.
I've never been to San Francisco before.
That's gonna
oh,
be awesome.
It's,
I'm
you're
gonna
love
go
it.
To a good friend of mine out there. Okay.
Oh yes. yes. Also, Megan's from San Francisco.
Oh.
That's like her homeland.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah,
no, but we should.
Okay.
I know. We should, oh God, we're gonna have so many things in the works.
So we really want to go to Orange County. I love Laguna. I love Southern California.
Uh-huh.
I have been there before.
Okay.
I want to see the dolphins. Whatever. So we can go there, but unfortunately, that's one of those like they can't afford us. So you started this. We're going to raise money. Yes. Oh, we're going to Vermont Pride as well.
Okay.
And hopefully we're still waiting on some things. Dates are going to be added as we continue. Yeah. So it's hard because we are kind of paving our way. You know, again, we're starting from scratch a little bit, paying our dues. Mm-hmm. So some prides pay.
Most don't,
or they'll pay for, you know, like to get you there or a hotel, but you're missing work. It's, you know, exactly.
Struggle you're missing
is real,
gigs
the hustle
and, yeah.
is real. But we want to perform at the end of the day. That's all we want to do.
Well, and Pride festivals are so fun.
They're great.
And you guys are perfect for
it. We did Albany Pride last year, Capital Pride, New York mm-hmm. Capital Pride.
Yeah.
It was like the best experience ever. Yeah. We met so many amazing fans that we keep in touch with today.
That's awesome.
I'm always twatting them.
Yes.
Yes.
And
Gina Marie just got on Twatter.
I did.
Oh, you go, girl.
I did my first twat the other day.
It's a big deal, right?
It's a big deal, honey.
I'll be like, I gotta go tweet about it. Like, it's a whole different entity.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So you started a, tell our listeners about this.
Yeah, so we've started a GoFundMe campaign because we really want to go to all these prides because we've saw, like, just from Albany last year, like, the kids we met these teenagers, these kids.
Yeah.
And for them to see us and to keep in touch and, you know, it's just, it's very important to us because the LGBT community have always been huge allies to us.
Uh-huh.
The Glamazons, always mm-hmm. been there for us, always supported us. So it's really important for us to give back
to
the community. So we want to go to all these prides, and even if it, you know, costs us a rib and a chicken wing, I don't know, we want to do it.
So where can people find the GoFundMe page?
So the GoFundMe page, Get the Glams to Pride, it's www.gofundme.com/getthegLamsToPride. Glams with a Z.
Get the Glams to Pride.
Yep.
Glams with a Z, because...
Glams with an S. No.
We'll make sure we post that.
Yeah.
In fact, Anita's already posted it on her Twitter.
Yep, she's on it. Anita does not fuck around.
No, she does not.
What else can we tell our listeners?
I mean, just keep follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have so much fun stuff going on.
And let me tell you guys, you do not want to miss the next Party with the Glams event.
No.
Fabulous time.
It's going to be cool. Special guests, these bitches, House of Mimosa are going to
come. We'll always be there, whether we're performing or not.
Yes.
We will be there.
We're connected.
Yes.
We're sharing kidneys.
Yes.
Also, I don't know if anybody knows, but Anita Buffum is basically like my drag twin sister.
Yes. We're exactly the same, but different.
If I ever need a night out from my husband, Anita is there.
Oh, honey, you don't have to ask me twice. Her gorgeous husband is sitting over here in the corner, like, with his covering his face, like he can't even stand it.
He can't. He's dripping.
He wants to know where my tits went after the show. They're gone now.
He's ready.
They're out of commission.
Yeah. Well, Tina, thank you so much for being here.
I'm sure
you'll be back.
Yes.
I better be.
Anytime you want to be on, please. Any of the Glamazons
are
always welcome here.
We love you guys. We love
you guys. No, seriously, so talented. Please keep working on original music. I can't wait for the EP and the album and all that.
Yes, and we can't wait to debut it here.
Oh my God. I'm holding you to that.
Oh, yes, we are.
It'll be fun.
It's the least that you could do after stealing my material that we stole from somebody else.
I am going to send you the royalties.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Tina, I love you.
I love you guys.
Fabulous.
We can't wait to see what happens with the Glamazons.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Some girls will make no play, happy to sit and wait. I will be waiting all night. Some girls, they bite their tongue. I'll tell you straight up front, got my attention tonight. A sweat, get it dripping down my neck. I got you right in my side. Yeah. Come, baby, be my sin. Don't worry about a thing. Just satisfy me tonight. Yeah. Keeps up, flowing, looks your glowing. Get the fire up inside of me. Ain't no stopping.